This is VOA News by remote. I'm Michael Brown. Two pivotal U.S. Senate runoff elections in the southern state of Georgia were too close to call as voting stretched into the counting, that is, until the early morning hours of Wednesday. The outcomes of the closely watched contest will determine control of the U.S. Senate and, in turn, the fate of President-elect Joe Biden's legislative agenda. Democrats need to win both races to seize the Senate majority when Biden takes office in 2 weeks. President Donald Trump encouraged his loyalists to turn out in force, even as he undermined the integrity of the electoral system by pressing unfounded claims of voter fraud in Georgia. President Trump is expected to address supporters at a rally near the White House Wednesday. On the same day, a congressional vote is expected to certify the Electoral College results, giving Joe Biden the presidency. Trump is seeking support for his last-ditch efforts to overturn his loss to Biden. The rallies have police on alert for potential street confrontations. Japan is preparing to issue a state of emergency over the coronavirus pandemic for Tokyo and three nearby areas as cases continue to surge around the country. Japan's chief cabinet secretary said in a news conference Wednesday the government was considering taking effective, strong measures to tackle the risk posed by people dining out. Officials have said schools, fitness clubs, theaters are likely to stay open with social distancing measures. Japan's health ministry said 240,000 cases have been reported so far and more than 3,600 deaths reported nationwide. For more news, we invite you to join us on our website, voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. Via remote,